This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's thrilled today to get to visit with Sean Kirby. Sean's the Executive Vice President, Velocity Consulting at VisiQuate. We're going to talk today about reserves, valuing your most valuable assets and keeping your auditors happy at the subatomic level. And Sean's going to talk to us more about what he means and about reserve levels and why people look at them differently than they used to, and a lot more. Sean, before we get started, can you take a second to introduce yourself and tell the audience a little bit about Velocity Consulting and VisiQuate?
Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me, Scott. I really appreciate that. Yes, I'm Sean Kirby. I'm the Executive Vice President of our Velocity Consulting at VisiQuate. What that really means is I have responsibility for our consultancy practice here. And that covers everything from highly customized software and solution development to complete rev cycle management process improvement projects. I've been with VisiQuate since the beginning and in more than 20 years in the game here. What we really try to do at VisiQuate is use highly curated analytics, visualization, workflow, and automation to remove administrative waste and improve financial performance for our providers.
And talk about in today's world, with just mounting financial challenges for hospitals and health systems, why reserves are so important and why you relook at traditional reserve models. Aren't traditional models of reserves correct, and how do you look at that, and why mess with traditional models of reserves?
That's a great question. The traditional models and methods are pretty comfortable, right? They fit like an old glove. But you know, in my estimation, and really at VisiQuate, we think they rely too heavily on the law of large numbers. And what that means is anomalies are smoothed over or buried under the just sheer volumes of data. So being close enough is really good enough as long as you don't under budget or undervalue your reserves. But that conservative or naive approach, it really leaves too much capital stuffed under the mattress or in a special drawer in case the averages don't really work out in your favor. So Scott, what we've found is that you really need to change that narrative a little bit to be more focused on a Goldilocks approach rather than horseshoes and hand grenades. What we mean by that is that, you know, we want to be not too much or not too little. We want to be just right with those valuations. So you have to really look at things from the bottom up so that you can analyze where you are from the top down. There's really no reason for finance or their auditors to have to do a random sample of 1,000 or 10,000 accounts or anything like that to come up with a provisional estimate. Those numbers really should come from the individual lines on your AR and your monthly revenue at that subatomic level, you know, the details from each and every account, claim, and charge that come across.
Thank you. Talk about why. Because someone who's listening might not understand why this is so important. I mean, if you underestimate what you have coming in, then you can have a spot where your borrowing capacity is worse, which is all important today. You end up with other challenges on hiring and so forth. Talk about why it's so important to get these reserve numbers close to right and why it doesn't necessarily take so much more time, effort, and accuracy to do it right. And you mentioned the law of big numbers. And what that basically means is, you know, we'll attach a percentage to a huge number and say, well, this is about on average what we're going to collect. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that you go to the subatomic level and get beneath that, and it might give you much better estimates. And those better estimates, and I have a sense of why they're so important, but tell the audience, why is it so important? Why is it worth the time, effort, and money to try and get this a little bit more accurate?
You're spot on. When you look at averages and the average of averages, it's easy to get caught up in, well, it's worked, right? It's worked in the past, and it's very conservative in nature. So what you have is organizations that you're never going to get fired for being over-reserved. As long as you're not borrowing and having to go back to the secondary markets to borrow money, you're going to keep a job. But you're also taking money out of your organization. And the additional time that it takes to really get more granular detail is worth it in my estimation.
No, and you mentioned this concept of sort of the Goldilocks spot. You know, sure. Not too hot, not too cold, to make sure you're sort of at the right spot, you know, where you've got this accurate you're not spent so much time to perfect every single dower, but you've gotten to the subatomic level through the through the digital tools, through AI, through so forth. And how do you know and test that you're basically at the right spot? And that does open up more financial capacity if you've done this right and you've not underestimated what you have coming in. How do you know that you're at about the sweet spot?
Yeah, what I like to do is think of taking all the data you may have, right? The accounts, charges, payments, adjustments, contract management, you name it, all those disparate data silos, and pulling all those things and joining all those things together so you can get a true longitudinal patient record that can be used to look at these reserves at that net collectible value for each node of your asset. Then you can apply those rules and controls and have complete command over that asset. So, you know, when you're in that Goldilocks moment, right, that sweet spot, we like to test all of those assumptions using traditional methods, right? Static pool analysis or month-end snapshots are really key to measuring the performance and identifying where those adjustments can be made. But so that's really nothing new. But what's new is that now we can take those adjustments and make those adjustments using a scalpel instead of a meat cleaver. That's the essence of this new approach. So locking down the month-end AR and revenue allows that detailed hindsight analysis to really look over the model performance against actual payments and adjustments that are associated with those accounts. And each day that goes by, it really gives you additional information that can be used by data scientists to estimate how close to the happy path you're on. And any deviations, corrections, or what have you can be proactively managed rather than reactive to an unclean audit.
Thank you. John, tell us a little bit about really two things. How does VisiQuate manage to do this in Velocity Consulting? You've been with them from the get-go. How do you manage to do this? How do you get to that subatomic level so you get reserves accurate? And then how do organizations and auditors respond to this approach?
Yeah, certainly. The data is really what tells the story. So at VisiQuate, we're all about the big data. We take all of those disparate data silos that I mentioned previously and give some historical performance or historical perspectives of those data to begin with. So having full access to all the data that would impact a reserve valuation or understanding your asset comes into play. But for auditors, we become their best friend. And as organizations, our provider organizations become their best clients, because once you've established what the math is behind the model and it's applied indiscriminately to every account in the asset, it really is a hallelujah moment, because now they don't have to take any assumptions or sampling to test the veracity of those numbers. It is what it is, right? And quite frankly, you don't have to pay extra for the guesswork either. Now you're paying for a specific job from those auditors. They're happy to perform that job, and the numbers are defendable. And I think that's the main takeaway here, and that you can actually put more of your capital to work with higher degrees of confidence.
But your point is well taken, that the more the auditors get comfortable, that the deeper level of analysis, as you call subatomic level of analysis, leads to more accurate results as to what's actually going to come in, the happier everybody is. Because everybody knows, if you take a system that's a huge system, like Common Switch, a $30 billion system, and you estimate that 15% is going to get written off, but nobody's really gone into the sub detail of data. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows that number is anywhere near accurate or not. It's just very directional. And if you can get the whole different level of accuracy by using electronic tools, digital tools, AI, versus hand-to-hand combat on the records, you're just far better off. And in terms of financial capacity, everything else, you've unlocked a lot more if you're getting this more accurate. So ultimately, the organizations and auditors are big fans, is what I'm hearing. Is what I get, makes sense to me.
Yeah, you're spot on, because a lot of folks spend most of their time just figuring out the number that they want to book to their financial statements. And that takes, in some cases, weeks to do. And then they're spent maybe a week or so trying to figure out what happened, which only leaves them a week before they have to do it all over again. We like to think that going during the month, you really shouldn't wait until the end of the month to start this process. It really should, anomaly detection, modeling, trending, all that kind of stuff should take place throughout the month. So there's no surprises, just the final documentation. And that's really key to being, I guess, in the good graces of the auditors and with your lending partners and things like that. Everyone agrees to the number. It's just a matter of, what's happening now and what provisions do we need to make in the future.
But this is so important. In the organization where you've got lenders, bankers, lenders, et cetera, they, as well as the financial management team, want the numbers closed out as quickly as possible at the end of the month so they could sort of see what happened last month, where are we at this month, where are we going forward. Mm-hmm. And so the more you can get accuracy a lot easier through this kind of digital and AI approach to your reserves, to your numbers, the far better off you are, the easier it is to satisfy your management team, satisfy your bankers so they know what's going on, so they have the data they need and able to move forward. Sean, tell me if that's a correct perspective on this. This just helps you close things out quicker, gives you a better feel for them, gets you greater accuracy, allows you to stay in good set with your financing partners as long as things are going well, but everybody at least knows the data earlier and better.
Yeah, you said it perfectly, Scott. And what I like about that approach is that any of those anomalies that pop up throughout the month, you could be just an outlier that you have to adjust for or build additional models around. Those are easily identified because those are the activities that you're spending throughout the month doing, rather than trying to apply generalities to smoothed out data over the last 2-3 years. You know exactly what's happening with each and every node. And when one node, flares up and has a red flag to it, those are identified, pulled off the assembly line, and the team around it, the rev cycle team and finance, work together. That's another big differentiating factor in this new approach, is finance and rev cycle are working together to solve those issues in real time and not being reactive, 2-3 months down the road.
Sean, I want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us on the Becker's Healthcare podcast. Let me ask you before we wrap up, again, excellence, and I get it. What else? Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our audience today?
I think the big thing, Scott, is one, I'm thankful for having me on today. I think the main thing to take away from this or any new approach here is that the data tells us what we need to do. A lot of folks are focused on bigger picture projects where they're making assumptions before they get into the data. Highly curated data that's visualized and brought to life at that subatomic ledger level will impact your financial statements positively, because you're going to be able to unlock a lot of things that have been really blended over time. So this is a great opportunity now that the technology has caught up to the times, and really the financial industry, the healthcare industry has caught up to where other industries are now and their ability to use these big data.
And so important to getting accuracy, to getting it quicker, to exactly unlocking clarity about the financial future, about borrowing capacity, everything else. Sean, again, Sean Kirby, Executive Vice President of Velocity Consulting at VisiQuate. Great visibility. Thank you so much, Sean, for joining us in the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
It's my pleasure, Scott. Thank you.